Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Bavona with your Fantasy Sports Network news update. The New Orleans Pelicans leapt up from the seventh spot to the top spot of this year's NBA draft, earning the right to take Zion Williamson in next month's NBA draft. The Pelicans had just a 6% chance to win the lottery. Let's take a look at the top 10 of the 2019 NBA draft coming up next month. The Pelicans pick number one. Memphis Grizzlies get the number two pick. The New York Knicks get number three. Los Angeles Lakers, four. Cleveland Cavaliers, five. Phoenix Suns, six. Chicago Bulls, seven. Atlanta Hawks, eight. The Washington Wizards, nine. And the Atlanta Hawks get the 10th pick via from a trade with the Dallas Mavericks. And according to The Athletic's Sham Sharania, despite New Orleans' unexpected victory in Tuesday's draft lottery, Pelicans star Anthony Davis still wants to be traded. He said in a tweet, the Pelicans are now set up to be Zion Williamson's franchise to lift, and the number one pick could ease potential trade of Anthony Davis. His stance on a trade, though, has not changed. The Lakers and Knicks are rumored to be looking at potential trade deal involving their respective draft picks. Last night in the NBA playoffs, game one of the Western Conference Finals, Steph Curry knocked down 9 3-pointers on his way to 36 points, leading the two-time defending champions past the Portland Trail Blazers, 116-94. Game two is Thursday night, and the Warriors are unlikely to have Kevin Durant back from a strained right calf. An update on Durant's status is expected the day of, once a two-time reigning NBA Finals MVP is re-examined. DeMarcus Cousins is also questionable for Game 2. Tonight, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tips off. Milwaukee Bucks host the Toronto Raptors starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern in baseball. Boston Red Sox ace Chris Sale strikes out a career-high 17 batters in just 7 innings against the Colorado Rockies, but then was pulled after 108 pitches on a chilly night in Fenway Park. Sale left the game with a 3-2 lead, but the Rockies rallied against the Boston bullpen to win 5-4 in the 11th inning. Sale becomes the first pitcher in Major League history to fan 17 in a start of no more than 7 innings. Vlad Guerrero homered twice to become the third youngest player to hit his first 2 Major League homers in the same game, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the San Francisco Giants 7-3 last night. Guerrero finished with 3 hits and 4 RBIs and became the youngest in franchise history to go deep. The only players younger than Guerrero to hit their first 2 home runs in the same game were Brian McCall in 1962. He was 19 years and 248 days. And Manny Machado in 2012. He was 20 years old, 35 days. Other baseball news, Major League Baseball has placed Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias on administrative leave in the wake of his Monday arrest on suspicion of domestic violence. Urias was arrested and charged with domestic battery after an alleged physical altercation with a woman in the parking lot of the Beverly Center, an upscale shopping mall in Los Angeles. This is, of course, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. He was released at 1:30 a.m. Tuesday after posting a $20,000 bail and did not join his teammates later in the afternoon. MLB said it was conducting an investigation into the matter and is in the process of gathering facts while Urias is on administrative leave. In the meantime, the Dodgers, who should soon benefit from the return of lefties Tony Cingrani and Caleb Ferguson, added right-handed reliever JT Chargois to the active roster. The New York Yankees acquired first baseman slash designated hitter Kendrys Morales and cash considerations from the Oakland Athletics on Tuesday in exchange for a player to be named later, or cash considerations. Morales had hit at least 20 home runs in each of the previous 4 seasons and has 212 homers in his 13-year career. The A's had designated Morales for assignment on Monday. The 35-year-old was hitting just .204 with 1 home run and 7 RBIs in 108 at-bats. He made 23 starts at first base this season. Dane, obviously, the Yankees are definitely going scraping the bottom of the barrel just for any relief from all the guys on the injured list that just keep coming on and then going back off.
Yeah, absolutely. And Duhar back on the IL. They do get Hicks back, at least. This Kendrys Morales signing, I don't think it moves the needle at all. You got Luke Voit there. And that's always a little spot for anybody else they want to put at first base, you know, give him a blow. I don't really think we're going to see much of Morales in pinstripes.
I don't think so either. I think it's just really more for depth than just, you know, a prayer that nobody else gets hurt. Let's go over to the NHL playoffs. Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final. Tuukka Rask made 35 saves for the Boston Bruins in a 2-1 win against the Carolina Hurricanes. Chris Wagner and Brad Marchand scored for the Bruins, who can sweep the best of seven series in Raleigh on Thursday. Tonight, the St. Louis Blues, they host the San Jose Sharks in Game 3 of the Western Conference Final. That series is tied at 1. The puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern. And finally, guys, sad news from Buffalo. Buffalo Bills fan, super fan Ezra Castro, who's also known as Pancho Villa for his Game Time outfit, he passed away after battling cancer at the age of 39. Castro was beloved by Bills fans, Bills players. It says that, you know, even Ed Oliver had said, you know, in the first round, he actually got to visit Ed Oliver and tell him, you're going to be the first pick for the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, hats off to Bills Mafia there.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that's it for me. I'm Chris Bavona. It's Thursday. Yes, it's Wednesday. Hump day.
Yeah,
tacos.
Close enough.
There we go.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Big final hour of the show here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Name of it is Make It Rain. Why? Because that's exactly what we help you do here, and plenty of opportunities for it to do a little raining on you this week, including tonight, as we got a full slate of MLB games that we'll talk a little bit about. Of course, we'll bust in some TNA for the little trend and angle here for the game tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Of course, we'll take a look also at the numbers moving forward for the series prices. Now that Portland is down a game, we'll see if the numbers have adjusted at all. I can tell you right now that I know after the game last night, it looked like the Golden State Warriors, I think they're providing a maybe a little liability here for some sports books. Yeah, I think if the Warriors currently, if they win the championships, there are some sports books that ran a promotion, I guess, ahead of time for this. And they're on the hook for, you know, over $1 million in just promotional winnings if Golden State wins it. So, yeah.
Why would that be part of the promotion? Why would they have that as part of their liability? Why would they open themselves up to that?
That's a very, very good, question. And
you know, with the Utah Jazz instead, you know, something like that.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see what's happening. I think this is from a promotion from a year ago. And I think but even a year ago, if you didn't think, what the hell were you doing there, man?
Like, weren't there a minus number to win the championship a year ago?
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. You would think that they would have gotten ahead of that. But, I'll get you the numbers on this. It's fascinating. Okay. This is what happened a year ago. Once it became legal in places like, you know, Jersey and other states, they were all in a rush to hurry up and get there, and sports books were offering all sorts of crazy incentives and promotions.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, a year later, they're like, oh, crap, we might have left ourselves open for some liability here in the tune of $1 million or so. We'll give you the numbers, let you know what's at stake. We'll do that coming up.
Big
final hour,
budget.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, exactly.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
For me, my peaceful sort of nature walk is parking lot of the Meadowlands.
I can't wait to check it out because I keep seeing all the pictures of you there. And you, I mean, you know everyone on a first name basis. They do entertainment as well there, Gabe? Do they have bands?
Every Saturday, there's like sort of a theme. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool.
And like motorcycle racing on the track once.
That's great.
It's like an adult Disneyland.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Oh, you poor Knick fans wallowing in misery here this morning. But listen, the good news is it could have been much worse. Welcome in here. Final hour, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, want to thank you guys very much for stopping by, hanging out with us here today. We'll cover and dive into some of these numbers tonight. Milwaukee against Toronto. But yesterday, in case you missed it, we were excited. The announcement came down that Sports Grid, which is our parent company here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, we have officially entered a multi-year agreement with the New Jersey Meadowlands Racing and Entertainment organization there. Of course, they are the ones that have a facility. You may have heard it. It's called the Fanbook, FanDuel. Sportsbook.
Have you heard of it, John?
Right there. I have absolutely. I have heard of it very well, and it's going to get even more familiar as studios are going to get to be built there. We're going to be launching all sorts of live wagering content and programs just like this one from the track, and of course from the sportsbook. So a lot of great things happening here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we love our partnership with the FanDuel Sportsbook as well. As the Meadowlands Racing and Entertainment Company. So good stuff there, Dane. Heading in the right direction as we are now 1 year into sports betting being legalized outside of Las Vegas. And I know the numbers just came in this week, too, for New Jersey, the handle. And I believe the number was in April, almost $14 million in bets, according to the Department of Gaming Enforcement there in the state of New Jersey. Now, those numbers were down a little bit from March, but, guys, that's March Madness.
Yeah, the tournament.
All right,
the tournament.
Yeah, that is the single biggest betting event of the year. So to go from $372 million to $313, I think that tells you everything that you need to know about the longevity and the popularity of what is happening here, certainly in the state of New Jersey. And it has been good. And now you've got a number of different books, of course, that are popping up and working their way around. Hopefully New York will eventually get off their ass and be able to give you guys the opportunity to open up your phone and be able to place some books there. But the numbers are rolling in, and I think all of New Jersey sports books, the operators, the number is 2.6 billion in bets in 10 and a half months, which will put New Jersey on pace for a full year somewhere around 3.1 billion in handle. Now, in perspective, Nevada. I always get yelled at by our guys in Nevada, in Vegas. It's Ad, not Ah. Nevada, yes. They have 5 billion in handle in 2018. Jersey this year is on pace for 3.1. So, yes, it's a $2 billion difference, but can we be realistic here? Anybody ever think they would approach anything even remotely close?
They had a head start, I'd say. They had a pretty good head start.
Yeah, to what's going on there in Vegas. So, good news, it is here to stay, bottom line, which is what makes us really excited here to be a part of the FanDuel Sportsbook and all the content and the programming that we're going to be bringing on site there is going to be great. I hope they build a bed for Gabe there, because he's going to need some sort of budget for Uber, because the amount of money he's going to have to spend going back and forth is going to be crazy.
Head coaches sleep in the office all the time. That's what
Gabe
needs.
Absolutely.
Listen, Joe, we didn't mention it yesterday. You know, we talked about Iowa being the 11th state, but yesterday was also the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court decision. So this is all happening in 1 year, Joe. In 1 year, it's like, if you build it, they will come. Iowa is the 11th state, and here's what else has happened. The stigma is gone, Joe. You know, you see it on network TV. You see it everywhere. The stigma's gone. 11 states are already in. We're going to see a whole boatload more in the next few years. You know, let the gravy train commence. It's great. And I really love the fact that we're not thought of as like cigar smoking guys in weird backfilled rooms and the mob and stuff like that. It's coming out of the shadows. I think it should be. And it's an exciting time for us on this network.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a good time all the way around. And it's about time. And I don't think it'll be, you know, maybe over the next couple of years, we'll have close to just about every state here universally around the country that will have some form of it.
Policy. You just said it.
Yeah, you hear that, New York? Let's get off the pot
York is
here.
Losing
let's
that money to Jersey. 3.1 billion.
Right.
I wonder how much of it is actually New Yorkers hopping over the bridge.
Oh, you know, it's a significant portion of it.
I mean,
and
it's my money. It's definitely my money.
It's funny, too, because that's exactly what happened with, you know, Indiana had passed it earlier this year. So why are we, you know, we've got guys driving their tractors over state lines here. We don't want that. You know what I mean? Keep your tractors in Indiana, people. All right. You can make the bets here.
I don't agree with a lot of things Chris Christie says. Right. But his original premise for this court case is exactly right. He said, in essence, Nevada had a monopoly on this country. Why shouldn't the other 49 states have an opportunity to get the financial windfall that Nevada does? You know, that's what his position was. That was the case. And he's absolutely right. Now you see it with, you know, whether it's Iowa seeing Indiana, New York seeing New Jersey. It's all because everyone saw Nevada. And that's what it is. He's absolutely right. They had a monopoly and it got broken up.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon. That's the good news. And between that and maybe the legalization of marijuana, maybe we can bring it into the next millennial with actually not pretending like it's 1950 anymore. So all good stuff. And tonight going to be good stuff. Toronto at Milwaukee. Exciting here. The numbers, we gave you the numbers a little bit earlier here, talking about opening up 6.5. Bet down to about 6 now. The over 218 been pushed down to about 217. And listen, you got one team coming off a seven-game battle there with a last-second bucket in Toronto, and you've got a Milwaukee team who's been like, whenever you guys are ready. And rest versus not rest. Kawhi Leonard versus the Greek freak here. So when you look at this game, I would probably avoid relying on anything that happened in a regular season between these two teams. As a matter of fact, I would probably just take those numbers, throw them out, and not even bother to look at them, because I do think that these teams, first of all, never played after the Raptors acquired Marc Gasol. And because he has such a big part of what they're doing now, I think it's I think it's very hard to do that with you know, looking at that. Brogdon had played in all four games for Milwaukee against Toronto. We don't know exactly how much time he's going to have here in this series. You know, his minutes might be limited a little bit until the series moves on. So there's a lot of things that happen in the regular season that aren't nearly as compatible or relevant, I think, to what these teams are now. Unlike, I think, Portland and Golden State, out minus the Kevin Durant, you kind of had an idea of what the 2-2 series split there, kind of had that same feel last night. We had told you both teams, you know, won two games and they won them by over 10 points. So last night kind of followed what we had already seen during the year between these two teams, that it was back and forth, but ultimately one team pulled away, and that's kind of what you had last night with Golden State. Fatigue, to me, is what this is all about here. Fatigue, some young guys, unfamiliar, maybe a little bit too reliant on Kawhi Leonard. You know, only seven players played minutes in Game 6, and all of Toronto's non-Danny Green starters played huge minutes there from the bench. So this is going to be a test for the Toronto Raptors. Is it a test that they can they pass? Do you think they can keep it close enough and maybe pull off the unthinkable, maybe a win here tonight if Kawhi's on his A game?
It's tough for me to see, Joe. Let's put it this way. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm doubling Kawhi the same way I saw Golden State try to force the ball out of Lillard's hands last night. And I just don't see who is that guy that's going to step up on the road in Milwaukee. I've lost faith in Pascal Siakam until I see it again. I think Kawhi's a one-man band. And no, I don't see it tonight.
Oh! All right, we'll take a look at the over. We'll see if we can't come up with a number here that makes sense. That's next.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farm has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, time to make it rain here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we try to push you in the right direction here, kind of lay out a blueprint, a foundation for you to make it rain this week. Plenty of action going on, and we've got you covered all week here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Tonight, we were just talking Milwaukee and Toronto, right? Toronto. Getting six and a half, depending on the book, of course. And, you know, as we crunch the numbers, we told you Milwaukee has been an absolute cover machine, not only throughout the year, but certainly through the playoffs. And, you know, sometimes there's just, it's not a three-game sample here. We're talking about an 82-game season, followed by two rounds of the playoffs, followed by you know, 89% you cover through and make money for bettors who supported you through two rounds of the playoffs, over 60% during the regular season against the number. Yeah, sometimes there is just don't argue. Like, stop telling me about how they haven't played anybody yet and, you know, they've never seen anybody. Like, stop. We told you a lot. We've seen the money line grow by almost 30 cents here. All right, 30 cents. Now, who do you think would be laying? Opened up at, what we say, 255, 260. It's now up to 285.
Like 290, yeah, something like that, yep.
Guy, I mean, who do you think's laying that kind of money out to, you know, to win $100 times whatever multiple you're going to use? There's a reason for it. Like, they are a machine, a cover machine. And if there's ever been anything as close to a profitable team, it is this. Now, on the other hand, when you looked at Golden State throughout the year, they were a nightmare. Anybody trying to back Golden State, it was like, yeah, right. Good luck. You don't know what team's going to show up, when they're going to show up. Do they take a night off? Against the number, they were atrocious in a lot of situations. Not Milwaukee. And don't forget, might I have to remind Toronto Raptor? I don't have to remind Toronto Raptor fans. You guys suck in game ones. And I know. It's, you know, what happened 8 years ago have to do with what happened now? Well, listen. Doesn't have anything to do other than we have seen this story before and don't want to be surprised by it in another situation. If Toronto comes into a game one, especially after having been in that grueling game seven, much like Portland was, we saw the effort Portland gave last night. I would not at all be surprised. And I don't usually like to dive in with a lot of money on game ones. Because, you know, I generally like to try to get a feel for what we're looking at. But right. I will say this, much like last night, the game ones here now, they really do lean. And they're ideal for the home teams. It was ideal for Golden State last night. It really is an ideal situation for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And if you are somebody who laid 7.5 or 7 last night with the Golden State Warriors, you are out of your mind if you are not taking that money and rolling it over onto Milwaukee tonight, guys, because it is the same damn thing. Whatever justification you used to go ahead and place that bet, you rinse and repeat. Go. This is how you start rolling over, and this is how you start profiting, guys. You don't need to parlay it. You can just roll it right now. Whatever you won last night, take that and put it on Milwaukee tonight, because Milwaukee, to me, is in a better position, yeah, to actually cover not even as big a number, 6, than Golden State was last night. So
more rested. Just saying,
the theme here today, Do not argue with what's right in front of your face. Stop trying to make excuses and trying to talk yourself out of it. They are going to, in all likelihood, win tonight, just like Golden State did last night. Take the money. Roll it over, Dane.
Yep, I'm with you. Right now, I do see the minus 280 for the money line. I also see minus 280 for the Bucks to win this series, Joe. And so one of the things I said yesterday, I'm reiterating again, you can get that bet, Milwaukee to win game one and Milwaukee to win the series. That, however, is only minus 180. So if the juice is uncomfortable for you, you can, in essence, get it. I don't know. If you're back in Milwaukee tonight, I know you think they're going to win series. So you could get it at minus 180. That's one way to skin a cat. But I am completely with you, Joe. We said that, you know, the game sevens coming off that high, now having to sack up and do it on the road. And I think Milwaukee knows that at this moment in time, Kawhi is a one-man band. They are going to straight up double Kawhi. We saw it against Dame Lillard earlier in the first half, and Dame, they were trying to force the ball out of his hands. I think they're going to do the same thing, you know, to Kawhi. They are going to force Pascal Siakam, Kyle Lowry, Danny Green to beat them in Milwaukee, and I just don't have faith that it can happen. I think Milwaukee, this may be close early on, but I think Milwaukee lands the haymaker and winds up getting that working margin. I also like that under that we talk about. You know, I see this, you know, I see this as a 110-90 kind of game, Joe, just like last night. You know, and that to me is going to be right in the unders. I'm talking 200, 205, something like that. And I just don't think Toronto has enough left in the tank after Sunday's excitement and adrenaline to hang with Milwaukee tonight. I think it's a great money line bet. You know, ride with the Bucks tonight.
We told you, of course, Toronto and their game one history, not all that well for them. They did exercise some of those demons. They did beat Philadelphia last series in game one, 108-95. Yeah, they were a 6.5-point favorite at home, but it is still a good reminder, which is why I bring it up, that Toronto is 4-13 against the number in game ones of playoff series in their franchise history, including 1-6 straight up on the road. And since the 2014 playoffs, Raptors 2-9 against the number in game ones, failing to cover that spread by close to 10 points per game. Also of note, little TNA here, some of our trends and angles. Milwaukee has had 7 days to prepare for the start of this series, and the extra rest, the numbers tell us, definitely going to benefit Giannis and company. Since 2005, home teams in the playoffs with at least 4 days between games, they've gone 103-60 against the number. Almost 69% they have covered. So the rest covered by the depth, covered by being at home, less of a number than Golden State was laying last night. You've got a team coming off a game seven, brutal game where guys played, you know, for every ounce of every minute of those, a lot of minutes, small rotations. You could see a little tired legs here from Toronto tonight, and I think you're going to see you know, Giannis and company come out and try to take it to them. So I don't. What is the first half number, Dane? I don't know if you have that in front of you. I'm wondering what those. If we cut them in half, what are we looking at here? Because I do think they're going to come out flying here tonight.
That is interesting. I'll have that for you in 1 second.
Yeah, because you know, half, I mean, three, is it 3.5? What is it?
No, it's four. It is four.
Four. Okay. So they're the thing. But again, I put a few bucks on Golden State last
night. 108 first half total.
Yeah. Same situation last night. It was almost, I'm telling you, it's mirroring exactly what happened with Golden State last night. Golden State was laying four in the first half. The total was 108. It is setting up perfectly, guys. I think you're going to see the same thing.
The home
team.
On Thursday, it's the same thing. Golden State, -4 first half. 107 is the total. Moneyline, -240 plus 180. These are parallel narratives, people.
They really are. And I do think, don't be -4. Golden State cleared it no problem last night. I do think it's going to take Toronto, you know, the good first half to be able to kind of get their legs under them again, kind of take stock into what's going on. And I do expect, you know, the Giannis and these guys to come out flying here tonight. 7 days rest, home crowd, game one, finals. There's going to be a lot of energy in that building, and I think they're going to take it to Toronto early. And then I think that lead that they have in the first half, I think they'll be able to keep the status quo in the second half.
Right.
And maybe possibly pull away towards the beginning of the fourth. That's the narrative I see. So I'll lay the four in the first, and I'll go ahead and take the I'll lay the six in the game. And like you said, if I think Toronto's going to win this, then I've got to think, yes, Toronto's a very good defensive team. So is Milwaukee. But I think if Toronto's going to win this, the blueprint for that is we're going to look at Kawhi and Siakam scoring 70 points again. Much right. like the Splash Brothers did last night. So if that's your narrative, if that's what you think is going to happen, because there's a good chance that might be what it takes, then you better be looking at the over. Much like last night, if you thought Golden State was going to win that easily, then you were banking on Lillard and CJ McCollum not to be the Splash Brothers, and for those guys to probably be a little bit tired. Same situation here. There was no reason to have Golden State in the over last night. Golden State in the under was the play. Portland in the over. If you took Portland, right. the over was definitely made sense because then you were expecting a 68 point performance by both the front courts there. And I think you're going to get very similar here tonight, Dane. So I don't see any reason to change course, brother. I know you had Golden State last night. Yep. I had him in the first half. I'm gonna roll it right over into the first half tonight too. I think Milwaukee comes out with a hair on fire.
Yeah, and here's my thing. I'm telling you guys, there's other ways to cut down the juice. Joe, I know you don't like it when I do this, but the two-team teaser, I can get myself four and a half points, and that bet, a two-team teaser, is 100 to win 100. It's a plus 100 bet, no juice, okay? So I'm going to even take the Bucks -2, and I'll pump up the total to 221, and I'll go under that. I'll take a two-team teaser, 100 to win 100, Milwaukee -2, under 221. I see you laughing already, Joe. I'm just taking. I think it's a safer way. It's 100 to 100.
Brother, listen.
Joe.
It's all about comfort. It's all about comfortability.
To 100.
You. Bottom line is you pick the winner. So you in your mind are confident with who's going to win this and how they're going to win it. And my brother, go with it. As long as you're confident in that, and you want that added layer of security, do it, man. Whatever makes you comfortable.
The added layer does. Is it gives me cushion in live betting if I see it going left. That's what it does,
listen,
honestly.
That's it. Yep. Your conviction of how it's going to work out is what I'm more concerned with that, and you've got it. You know how it's going to roll out. All right, we'll talk a little Major League Baseball.
Brother.
Take a look. Afternoon games. We'll talk about it next year. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and a boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So the Curry Brothers prop there last night on FanDuel had the, I believe, the over at 9 3-pointers at plus 550. Steph had 9 and, you know, Seth had 1. So that's 10, which means the over cashed. Did you guys have it? Well, if you didn't, no more excuses. Take a shot. Open up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, which, of course, New Jersey's largest sports book, by simply going to FanDuel.com/grid, and you'll receive a free bet, guys, of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. And, of course, we always want to hear from you and your winning wagers. Walk us through exactly what you were thinking, how you broke it down, what your blueprint is. We always want to hear from you. FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account. Claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And I want to say happy Wednesday to those of you that are joining us here as we get ready to embark on a another crazy day in the world of sports. We've got, of course, more playoff hockey tonight. We've got NBA Series Game 1, Milwaukee-Toronto Eastern Conference. We've got baseball today. Of course, a couple of afternoon games. I believe the Yankees trying to make up for 47 rainouts. I think they've got an early game, right? Yeah, they got an early game today. I think there's a 1 o'clock in Minnesota. It's that getaway day. We've talked about this, where teams will be playing early, and then both teams, including the home team, are on a plane to get out of here to go someplace else. And we'll dive into some of these matchups here. But let us welcome in our good friend Niffin, who joins us, who I am sure was watching with bated breath last night, man, as the Knicks got the number 3 pick. Niffin, y'all happy about that, man?
No, I need to go on a rant real quick here because I'm kind of pissed off. Let me tell you why. The NBA draft, I mean, why? First of all, like, come on. I don't know. Tanking, I guess this is a lesson learned for teams that tank, I guess. This could be a good thing and a bad thing together. But, like, as a Knicks fan, I was really hoping the NBA did the Knicks right for once. We can never catch a break except for the back
of the day. What do you mean,
Knicks
did the Knicks right once? What does that mean? Actually fix it for the Knicks? Is that what doing right by the Knicks is, fixing the lottery for them?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we going in last night, I thought we had a great chance of getting the number 1 pick, but I mean, they changed the rules.
No, we had a 14% chance.
Yeah, well, so did so did Cleveland and so did Phoenix.
Chance.
You guys all had the same risk.
That's what
you had
didn't
all the
realize.
The
it was an 86% chance they were not going to get the number 1
Niffin,
pick.
Would you agree it could have been a lot worse, right? I mean, the fact that you got the number 3.
I mean, we could have ended up at the 5th pick, by
right.
the way.
Exactly.
I mean, I like R.J. Barrett, but to me, he needs to improve on his free throw shooting. He needs to improve on his. He can shoot the ball. Don't get me wrong. He can shoot the ball, but still, he needs to improve some aspects to his game. I feel like he can fit. I think he can fit the system. He loves the bright lights. I heard he loves the big game. So I feel like maybe he can fit there, but I'm kind of concerned now as a Knicks fan when it comes to free agency. I don't know if R.J. Barrett can appeal to KD or Kyrie now, because if we had Zion already, I think they would have been. I think he would have been more of an appeal to KD. But do you think R.J. Barrett can be appeal now to KD and Kyrie, or do you think it's a concern? right now.
I don't think.
Listen, nobody was Zion, though. I think we can agree. Like, it doesn't make a difference. If you didn't get number one, the appeal wasn't going to be there for a rookie. I still think the appeal, Dane, is New York. The New York Knicks is the city, the bright lights. That's the appeal for these guys, one way or the other.
KD, the appeal is the other max guy that's coming as well.
Right.
You still have a kind of big three. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have – let's play it out. Kyrie Irving at point guard. Kevin Knox at shooting guard. RJ Barrett at small forward. Kevin Durant at power forward, and a combination of DeAndre Jordan and Mitchell Robinson, who everybody loves. You still also have, Dennis Smith Jr. You have seven picks in the next 5 years. You know, that's still a top four team in the East to me, Joe. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and even on RJ Barrett, to me, that's still a top four in the East. And you still have young assets. I still think it's okay. And we all have to remember they had a 14% chance of landing the number one pick. Mm. This wasn't in years past where the worst team had 25%. The NBA wanted to deter tanking with this flattening of the percentages and with, you know, New Orleans popping up, Memphis popping up. That's exactly what they got. The NBA got exactly what it designed to do. And the Knicks, they're still going to get two max guys. They're still on the ascent. RJ Barrett, Kevin Knox, Robinson. I still think they will be okay, Niffin. The sky is not falling.
Yeah, and don't forget, Niffin, too, that they still got – there were three guys everybody was talking about in this draft, and they're going to get one of them. And we're talking about a guy, a wing player, who averaged 22-7-4 and he's good. He's going to be even better down the road.
A year ago at this time, Joe, he's a prohibitive number one prospect.
Number one, exactly.
It was about RJ Barrett, not Zion in Duke.
It's not bad, Niffin. Listen, it could be worse. You could be the San Diego Padres, okay? Then it could be
they're above 500 too, Joe. They're two games over, but remember, to win 65 games, all I need them is to be 15 under, and I'm okay.
Love it.
We'll see.
Call it, Niffin. We'll That's see. What I'm talking about, brother. That's
but I got
about.
One more thing real quick here.
Go ahead.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this Anthony Davis situation now, man, it's going to be crazy because David Griffin now has a lot more options. First of all, I give credit to David Griffin. He's one of the best GMs in the NBA since he took over teams. But now he can do multiple – I mean, he has Anthony Davis under contract for another year, so he doesn't have to he doesn't have to rush into this trade now since they got the number one pick. So I think the teams that are interested in Anthony Davis, I don't know. I mean, first of all, do you think Anthony Davis is excited about this, and do you think this will change his mind, or do you think he wants to trade still?
Well, unlike the other guys, and Niffin, we appreciate the phone call, brother. Thank you very much. Unlike the guy who reported 30 seconds after the draft last night that I don't know if he was hiding in Anthony Davis's ass or what was going on, but he was pretty. He couldn't wait to run out there and tell us how Anthony Davis was still wanted to be traded. I don't necessarily buy that. I do think it changes things. It changes everything, actually, because I don't think anybody even considered this, including Anthony Davis, that a Zion combination with him in New Orleans was a possibility. So he might not end up there, Dane, but I can tell you this. That wasn't even probably in his scope as to what was going to happen in the future. So I think it does change it, at least a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. I think it does change the narrative. I agree. You know, look, we saw the odds go from 300 to 1 to 25 to 1. I would still not put my money on them at 25 to 1. But I understand, of course, it does change the dynamic. But, you know, I think, Anthony, to me, it's kind of like, remember Antonio Brown? You know, that bridge was burned kind of thing. And we were like, oh, they're never going to kind of come back. I think that's the situation we are with Anthony Davis. I think it's almost too toxic. Maybe, Joe, here's what I'll give you. Maybe they start the season together, but come next year's trade deadline, when other teams know that that'll be the kind of cherry on top, I do not think Anthony Davis is long for the New Orleans Pelicans. I do think he will be moved. If it's not in this offseason, after the free agency dust settles, it would be in season as a trading deadline deal next year when New Orleans has Zion, wants to get an influx of more stars, whether it's the Kuzma, Ball, Ingram, whether it's kids from New York like Knox and Robinson and Smith Jr., or whether it's another team that pops their head up and thinks that they have the assets, maybe a Boston, for example. I don't think it changes Anthony Davis's narrative, because remember, he's pissed off with that franchise. He just wants to go elsewhere. He wants to build that brand.
Well, you know, he wanted to go elsewhere because of the previous owner, the previous regime, the previous general manager. He didn't think he could win there. That's what we can, because it's not a matter of money. I can tell you right now, New Orleans, with the fact that they don't have to pay Zion anything right now for a while, he's going to get more money staying in New Orleans than he would any place else. So I do think it's changed. It has changed, because nobody in there, 6% chance, I can promise you, nobody was going. I never even heard it. Like, I never even heard anybody ever bring it up outside of 30 minutes after last night's draft where, wow, I wonder if AD would stay if Zion. Like, that never even came up. But, you know, now it is, because if winning is really what you want, like, you didn't think you could win. That's what we heard, right? Well, you got a big three there now between you, Zion, and Holiday. That's a legitimate big three there that you'd be looking at. So, plus you've got a new general manager who's had success, has a ring. It's something, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I do think it's going to give not only New Orleans, but I think it's going to give Anthony Davis a little pause here to go, all right, well, let me look at this here, because money, check, more money than anybody else can offer you right now because of the fact that you've got Zion in the mix. You've got a guy that everyone's comparing to, you know, LeBron James, the next possible face of the league. Plus, you still got a guy, you know, Holiday's no joke either there on that team. Now you've got a team that can win. So, you know, if you're Anthony Davis, why are you trying to run away to, oh, I don't know, a New York that doesn't have Zion? You know what I mean? That doesn't have any of those pieces. And there's no guarantee that Durant or even Kyrie's going there yet. So you know what you have at home. Like, you know what you've got now. That's a hell of a lot more than what you think you may have in possibly New York or Boston or someplace else. So it makes it, at the very least, very intriguing for an organization and for a player that was so convinced he couldn't win there. Well, I don't know. Vegas just told you, you went from 300 to 25 to 1. You got a chance to win there.
Yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying. But see, even in what you're saying, Joe, you're putting the caveat. You're saying all these things, and then you're also saying, I don't think it's actually going to happen. You know what I mean? So when the chips are down, yes, it changes the equation a little bit. But I don't think it changes the equation enough for Anthony Davis. I think Anthony Davis has already gone scorched earth with this franchise. Remember the That's All Folks t-shirt in the last game they played. And I also believe the other thing you said there, Joe, was like, if it's about winning, I don't know that it is 100% about winning for Anthony Davis. I think he also wants to put his star on a grander stage. Whether that's right, I know he can get a bigger contract from the New Orleans Pelicans.
But let me ask you a question. What's going to be the biggest star? What is going to be the number one searched and anticipated star next year? It's going to be Zion Williams, and you are right there, man. So would you rather be a part of that if that's what you want? You know what I mean? If you want attention and you want – hell, nobody's going to get more attention than Zion Williams next year. He is your star. So
until they're still ninth in the East in the Western Conference.
You know, don't forget, we're also talking about a dude who can't stay healthy for more than a half hour, which is also very concerning. You know, if I'm a Nick, I like him, but guys, let's not get crazy. Morning After Next, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck tonight, guys.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Taught y'all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
I'm looking at the other teams that are 25-1 here, which include the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Blazers, the Nets, rather, the Jazz, the Mavericks,
yeah,
all within that 25-40-1. You're going to tell me what? That New Orleans with Anthony Davis and Zion, they don't deserve to be in that price range?
Yes, because of exactly what we've talked about here and we see in the playoffs. What's been one of your biggest narratives all playoffs long, Joe, is that you have to develop the calluses from losing. You have to learn how to lose. All those teams you just mentioned, Joe, the Blazers, the Nuggets, the Jazz, are well ahead of them in that process. If and when the Pelicans do, it would be Zion's first time. It would be Anthony Davis going through the exact things we just said. CJ McCollum.
So you think the Oklahoma City Thunder? You think the Oklahoma City Thunder of Paul George and Russell Westbrook? You think that they are heads and tails above what Anthony Davis and a Zion Williamson might bring to the table for the New Orleans Pelicans?
Because of mostly this experience factor that we have been talking about all playoffs long, Joe. Yes.
Well, listen, it's 25. It's not 4-5 here. It's the Warriors, Bucks, Rockets, Celtics, Sixers are still your top five that are in single.
I'll take
minus single
money.
Digits.
I'll take that money and I'll put it on the Denver Nuggets. I'll take that money. I'll put it on the Portland Trailblazers. Absolutely.
You'll put it on Portland and Denver. But I'm not going to argue because you're not going to take the Bulls, the Grizzlies, the Hawks, the Kings. I get that. You might if you're a big fan, but I don't see why if you're a New Orleans Pelicans fan and Anthony Davis remains on the team prior, you're 300-1. I'm not playing it. But now that you've got Zion and if Anthony Davis comes by, I don't see how you wouldn't take a shot if you're a Pelicans fan and say, you know what, give me a ticket for 25-1, especially if AD commits.
If he commits. There's a lot of ifs in that sentence, Joe. There's a lot of ifs in that sentence. There's far fewer ifs when it relates to Denver or Portland.
Well, right now, if that Kyrie comes back to the Celtics, their numbers are probably going to change too. There's ifs in all of this. That's not the point. The point is a Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson combo in that city at that franchise makes them a hell of a lot more viable than 300-1. Anthony Davis alone. City. If even if you didn't have Zion, Anthony Davis is worth a hell of a lot better than 300-1. So I think adding the kind of generational talent everybody thinks he is. I mean, if Zion went to, I don't know, the Clippers, what would their number be?
It would be better than 25-1, I think.
So they're at 16-1 now. Let's say he went to the Clippers then. Do you now make the Clippers the favorite?
I don't know about the favorite, but I do think it warrants going down from 16, maybe down to 10 or 12. But that's because the Clippers have these other factors that the Pelicans don't. I keep going back to this experience that we're talking about, Joe. So, yes, you're right when you say it makes them more viable. Yes, of course it would, right? And they should not be 300-1. I just don't think they should be in the same tier as teams we've been lauding for the last month and a half. Denver, Portland specifically. Okay, these guys are well ahead of the game. I think regardless of any move, if they got Zion, they would still be behind those teams in line. So yes, more viable, but not at the same level as a Denver or a Portland, no.
I see them. I'm not necessarily – I'm not buying they're win anything, but I do think – that a Zion Williamson-Anthony Davis combination, plus who knows what happens over the next couple of months in free agency, some of the pieces they go.